We're going to hear from Jay Ajayi in just a few moments here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. But first, cornerback Jalen Mills was named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Week for his pick six against the 49ers. His teammates think it's the first of many to come.
I mean, I'm very proud. I mean, I saw it and immediately when he got here last year as a rookie, just the potential that he has to be as a player, just his mentality, the way he approaches the game. Well, it doesn't surprise me at all, you know, for him to be having the type of year he's having and to get those type of accolades. I'm sure there'll be a lot more of those to come.
Man, he deserves it. You know, he go out every day and he works hard. His attention to detail and his focus is always there. You know, he's taking the step to being great. You know, you can tell in practice his motivation and everything that keeps him going and his energy, really. So, you know, I'm happy for him. And I told him, don't let that be the first one.
I'm blessed, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I talked to Chris Long before this practice, talked to BG, Malcolm. I told those guys, man, that really goes with them, with those guys, you know, with the D-line getting pressure and then having a guy like Malcolm and Rodney, you know, help me with film study and understand different tendencies and how guys are going to attack our defense, you know what I mean? That I think this award is really for those guys because, I mean, they helped me a lot.
Newly acquired running back Jay Ajayi participated in his first practice with the Eagles on Wednesday. It remains to be seen whether or not he'll suit up against the Broncos, but he's ready for whatever role the coaches have for him.
This guy's a tough, powerful runner, the first thing, and he's got great vision. He's got a great first step, quick back inside behind tackles and guards. One guy doesn't necessarily bring him down all the time. You have to go back a little bit to really watch him run routes and see that he's very capable of being a route runner out of the backfield and brings a very aggressive run demeanor to our offense.
You know, I view myself as a three-down guy, a guy that can be counted on to do anything that the offense needs me to do. I'm excited to hopefully be able to do that role here as well, and just continue to work on my craft, whether it's, blocking, catching the ball out of the backfield or running hard for this team. I'm ready to do anything.
I'm glad as a defender I don't have to, play late in the year against LeGarrette Blount and Jay. that's a tough thing, especially when it gets cold outside and some of those physical games, but obviously that means we'll be committed to the run as well.
he's powerful, but he has great cutback ability too. Just great field vision. I think he has a great sense for where linebackers are and where the holes are. That's just from what I've seen. Haven't watched him in great detail, but what I have seen, that's what I saw.
The Eagles have the best record in the league and have been able to integrate new players like Ajayi with no problem. Chemistry is an important part of winning, and the Eagles certainly have it.
First of all, I can't speculate on what happened, in South Florida, but I trust the guys on this team to handle players. Everybody's got a past. Everybody has a past.
You know, that's something, you never want to kind of mess with that mojo, so to speak, but I think this move is something that I don't think anyone's really concerned about. I think, again, I got a chance to speak with him. He seems like he's a great fit and a great guy and a heck of a ball player, so... I don't foresee that being an issue whatsoever. And we have such good leadership, such good veterans that if there is any of that, that'll get squished real quick. So I'm pretty confident we'll be fine.
We got a lot of guys that love football. I think first and foremost, this whole locker room was built around guys that love the game and are fully invested in the game of football. And I think that's kind of something that sticks out on the practice field. We're going 100 miles an hour against one another. So I think that environment on the practice field has kind of allowed us to be so close in the locker room.
The thing is, it's to get respect from the players. Once you gain the respect from the players, they trust you with everything, then, we can, we know how to talk to each other, when things go bad.
One thing is just understood. Everybody understands that he's been brought in to help us, and we see it that way. And so, at this point, we're just looking forward to the next game. Just like anybody else, we expect him to take on that role, 100%, and we move forward to win games.
Make sure to check out the Eagle Eye in the Sky podcast with Fran Duffy and Greg Cosell analyzing the addition of Jay Ajayi. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.